This is Vincent Price. Have you ever thought of going on a real African safari without benefit of travel guide and phony hoopla, climaxing with a lion hunt?
This is Arch Obler. I'm not going to start this by modestly telling you that I'm an ordinary guy. I'm not. Neither are you. Whether you're male or female, all of us are quite extraordinary. Members of a species that can fling ourselves to the stars in pioneering ecstasy, or slaughter each other with atomic fire over transient differences of transient opinions. All this is to prepare you for our going on a lion hunt. Yes, you and I, ordinary, extraordinary people, on a safari in Africa. Now, it all happened about a handful of years ago when, with the very first tape recorder to cross the border into what was then a politically unsophisticated Africa, I went on a lion hunt. After many months in the so-called Dark Continent, watching the visitors from all over the world being crisscrossed and double-crossed by so-called experts and explorers and exploiters, my eyes, to say the least, were very weary and very, very skeptical. Let me tell you of that lion hunt, yours and mine.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Lion Hunt, by Arch Obler. Our stars, Elliot Lewis and Ben Wright.
This is Vincent Price again. I'm often asked, where do those writers get the ideas for those plays? Well, I can certainly answer that question as far as the author of the play you're about to hear is concerned. Award-winning playwright Arch Obler actually went to Africa a while back, and he actually went on a lion hunt against a rogue lion who had killed a native. So the events you are about to hear, yes, and even the animal sounds are really factual. So get your pith helmet on and check your cholera shots as we start on our safari through Arch Obler's extraordinary play, Lion Hunt.
Now, a lion hunt in yesterday's Africa didn't happen easily. You rode many miles along hot, dust-clouded, rutted roads that snapped auto springs like tired bits of toothpick. Then you made camp and you got ready for the hunt. Native scouts to be sent out to find a lion's spoor, a zebra to be killed and the meat staked out as bait, guns to be checked and ammunition readied. But always a lion hunt was waiting and waiting. The hushed talk when you sat in the black African night, listening to the sounds of the night jungle, your only companion one Jock Harder, the so-called master white hunter, master at so many uninflated dollars per hour.
Mr. Obler.
Yes, Mr. Harder.
Did you know there was a leopard here last night within a few yards of the tent?
This tent?
This tent.
Well, now. And how can you tell it was a leopard?
Well, you can tell a leopard by his grunt. He makes a noise like this.
Well, we certainly don't need a throat-clearing leopard tonight, do we?
Well, you never can tell. Might I ask, have you ever hunted before?
Oh, of course. I caught a frog, a big one, in a forest preserve right outside the wilds of Chicago.
Is that a wee bit of a joke?
It's a matter of opinion. You know, this is certainly like something out of Hemingway.
Hemingway?
He was an American writer, a very chested fellow. Wrote about the real Africa.
Is that a fact?
As facts go. Tell me, Mr. Harder. Confidentially, do you go out on many of these pay-as-you-go lion hunts?
Only when the officials tell me there's a rogue lion killing off the cattle of the Maasai.
A rogue lion, eh?
Aye.
Your gun bearers are so quiet.
Aye.
Are they Maasai?
Wakamba.
I keep wondering, where are the drum beats, the dancing, the mumbo jumbo of the travel circulars?
There's a hyena. Big one.
Yeah, they're always big, aren't they, when it's too dark to see them? They're only scavengers, aren't they?
Aye, but not only.
What do you mean?
They hunt in packs sometimes when they're hungry. I've seen the thigh bone of a man's leg crushed by one bite.
Yeah, yeah. Do you really think we'll get a lion tonight?
Well, you never know. There are plenty in this district. This is real Maasai lion country. You'll hear the animals soon when they come to the water hole. They go...
Quite an animal sound, man, aren't you? Mr. Harder, I'm going to be perfectly frank with you. I think it's about time. All this sitting out here in the blackness waiting for a lion to bite into that zebra meat is very, what's the word? Full of atmosphere, regular Hollywood stuff. But truthfully, isn't it all a shade, forgive the word, phony? You don't answer me? All right, that's answer enough. Believe me, I understand. You paid professionals are serving up thrills to the American visitors at so many dollars per thrill. Okay. A lion hunt is supposed to be a prime kick, a thrill experience. So here we sit in the dark. But I happen to know that your king of the beasts is a scavenger. Yeah, a carrion eater like those hyenas out there. Oh, if you wound him and push him, he'll turn and fight. But hell, a 6-inch rat will do that. So what do you say we close out the farce and I'll pay you off and we'll get back to Nairobi?
As you wish. Mr. Obler, may I tell you about a pair of those scavengers?
Mr. Harder, do I have a choice?
Well, it was over 40 years ago. It's all a matter of public record. They were building the first railroad in East Africa. The heat, sickness, Africa itself. Well, it's not going too well for the thousands of coolies who'd been brought all the way from India to cut the jungle brush and grade the way for the laying of the tracks. But nothing stopped the work until the rails reached a place called Tsavo. And an engineer by the name of Patterson.
I absolutely won't believe it.
Now, take it easy, Mr. Patterson. It's much too hot today.
But it's my responsibility. If the work isn't done, I get the blame. I failed. No one else.
I described 10 grains of...
They're liars. That's what they are. Any excuse to get out of work. Well, I won't have it. They will work.
No, Patterson, you're only exciting yourself, neighbor.
Always after you with a million imaginary sicknesses to keep from working, aren't they? Well, this is parallel. You know medicine. All right. I know lions. Man, look for yourself. Hundreds of coolies, campfires. No lion born of a lion would ever come within a mile of this place.
But those two men have disappeared.
Run away, that's all. Run away from work, and the others are using it as an excuse. But it won't work. Not with me. I'm shoving this railroad through a no lazy, work-dodging pack of rice...
Patterson, what...
I heard. It's just part of their little game to make me believe. So clever, aren't they? Job's getting too tough, so they think I'll ship them back to Bombay with a thank you. Sorry I took your time.
Stop,
well, it won't work.
Stop, come, Shaitan, he has killed Sam.
Stop it, man. Stop clawing
stop,
at me.
Stop, come, Sam.
Patterson, let him talk. Abdullah, what's the matter? What?
Simba, Shaitan, Simba, he killed my friend, come, Sam.
You too, you drunken idiot. Get out
of here. No, Patterson, leave him alone. We better go see. Come.
See what? Bunch of drunken Indians in a brawl? There is no lion in this camp. There never was, and there never will be.
We now return to Arch Obler's story of Africa.
Abdullah, get out of the way. How can we see where to go if you keep blocking us off?
You'll see well enough. Another native with a knife at his back. Look at them all, around their fires, laughing at us. Two fools full of panic.
Mm. Which tent, Abdullah? Where?
Here, Sahib. This is one. This is where Simba...
All right. Pull back the tent flap so we can see.
No, I...
Give me the lantern, you yellow...
Partisan, wait. Let me... Oh.
Dear God. No. Oh, wait a minute. This man. Look closely, Doctor. A knife fight. Yeah. Someone ripped him. I mean, someone.
With teeth that tore him in half, bit through his skull.
I saw the engineer saw and believed at last that the lion had come through the fires, through the thousands of men, and had killed and eaten.
Why are you shooting?
Sighting in my gun, Doctor. Just sighting it in.
Ah.
It's been a long time since I used this one. I wanted it ready.
For tonight?
Yes.
But how can you be sure the lion will return?
A man-eating lion is one that's old or crippled. Can't catch game in the normal manner. So he turns to killing man as easy prey. This one must be very desperate for food. Sick. That's why he takes these chances.
Yeah.
That's why you can depend on the fact that he'll come back as soon as it's dark to finish his meal.
So that night, maybe a night like this one, the two men waited in a little thorn shelter by the body of the dead.
Yes.
How much longer?
I don't know. His hunger will bring it.
Oh, my legs, so cramped.
Don't move.
Oh, so dark. The moon. I've had a time for clouds.
There's light enough.
Remarkable.
What?
All those thousands of coolies and... Not a sound in camp. They're all waiting. Just waiting. I wonder if...
Quiet.
What?
Shh. The brush. The head.
Yes.
Coming. Closer.
I can't see.
Come ahead, you devil.
Harrison? Shh. What? There's something behind us. Oh!
Doctor! What... Blasted clouds, I can't see. Doctor? Blame gun. Jammed. Doctor? I can't see what...
I'm here. Oh, my back.
Lantern. Where? Matches.
Oh.
Doctor?
Oh.
Doctor?
Oh.
Where are you?
What?
Here. Let me see. What?
Oh, my back. It's torn. Look.
Claws. But how... The lion was ahead of us.
Oh, hold the lantern. Hoy.
The body. It's gone.
Harrison, listen to me. There were two. Two lions.
Man, listen to me. Be still. Nya Mazzini. Kaparam.
Yes, sir.
Tell them to be still and I will tell the truth to them.
Yezidi! Kapar Sadi! Borsevichana!
Tell them Singh died as a brave man dies.
Singiriwa! Apanakuba!
Tell them that now that we know our enemy, we will destroy them. No lion born of a lion can stand up against a high-powered rifle bullet.
Neino, hii ni kusara! Wale simba! Kuba burusaji!
Kaparam, what did that one say?
He said,
what proof is there that the white man's bullet can kill Shaitan the devil?
Listen to me, all of you. Listen, you have come here to Africa to build a railroad, the first. And that railroad will be built. Two lions, mangy, toothless lions, driven to human flesh out of their very weakness. These miserable creatures cannot stop us if we act and behave like men. I give you my pledge. They will be destroyed. From this moment on, I dedicate myself to their destruction. So go back to work. It is broad daylight. You are all safe. As soon as it's dark, I will track down those miserable creatures. Kaparam,
what? Sargun, at the edge of the crowd. The lions, they have seized the man.
My rifle. Get me my rifle.
Hi, Mr. Rowe. In broad daylight, as if to fling Patterson's words in his face, the man-eaters came back and each seized the coolie and disappeared into the thorn bush jungle. And Patterson saw through the swirl of panicking natives, he saw that far from crippled, aged creatures, these were great lions in their prime, deliberately man-eaters.
Patterson, wake up, wake up.
Hmm?
Wake up, listen.
What? What the devil is this?
See for yourself. On the hillside.
Man. What are they?
It's a death chant. The coolies. They've been joined by the Maasai.
The chant? What?
I've heard it once before. Many years ago, during a cholera plague. They're saying that they are going to die.
No. I'll stop that.
No, wait, Patterson, wait. Wait.
This archer is pointing at me. I've got to...
Listen to me, I beg you. I've got to tell you about me.
What?
Please stay and listen to me.
All right.
Well, now, I'm not a young man anymore. I'm an old man. During the night when I couldn't sleep, all thoughts came back to me. Memories when I was as you are, young and full of the fire of young blood.
Listen, I've got to stop their panic. Doctor, finish what you're saying.
Well, I'm going away.
What are you talking about?
To Mombasa, to Ireland. I want to live long enough to see Ireland again.
But if you go, they'll panic. With you gone,
I'm not panicking. I told you, I haven't the time left you have. Get someone else to help you. Damn the railroad. Damn Africa.
We return to Lion Hunt as night deepens in the jungle.
So, in the night, the old doctor crept away and sent back a district police official. And on another night, young Patterson and the police inspector hunted through the brush once more.
Wait! Wait, Inspector! I've lost the trail.
I lost it 10 miles back. I never dreamed that going would be like this.
All right. Rest a minute.
Gladly. You should have sent for me sooner, Patterson. Why didn't you?
I thought I could get them myself.
How long has it been?
A week.
And a dozen men have died. Yes, indeed, young man. You should have sent for me sooner. Well, no matter. We'll get those devils today, and that'll end it.
Will we?
What? What's that you say?
Nothing. I mean, let's get on. It's getting late.
Oh, of course, of course. Spool's mighty cold. I'm not so sure that this is the way. If we could only... Look, man. Look.
I see.
Stopped here to eat. No doubt of that. Who was this poor devil?
Kaparim.
Eh?
My personal boy. Interpreter.
Is that a fact? When did this...
Tent next to mine. Last night.
Look there. That scratching trail. His fingers. The poor devil's fingers scratched the ground as the lion carried him into the brush. Patterson, here. What are you doing?
Bury him. He was only 16. He told me only yesterday morning he'd come to Africa to earn enough so that his family... I swear, you devils, I'll get you.
Well, it's one thing to take an oath, it's another to do. And the days crawled under the hot sun, and the nights went swiftly, and men died. 20, 30, 40, and were dragged into the bush and eaten. But the murderers lived. No matter how Patterson tried, ambush, poison, the man-eating lions of Savo lived. No beasts ever were more hunted, or were more clever in escaping the hunter, or more terrible in their murderous fury. And the thousands of coolies waited in terror. No way to go back through the jungle. All they could do was wait for the lions to come for them.
All right, men, stand clear. Release the rope.
Well, Patterson, I must say, you built a good trap, yes, eh? Indeed.
I hope so, Inspector.
But will those devils really come this way? Now I'm the one who questions. I need a drink. A dozen, on duty or not.
Bring up the goat, men. Inside the trap, you fools. Inside. Up with the gate. All right, now tie him securely. Computer di non capo.
Patterson, do you realize I've been out here in the jungle a whole week? Natives dragged every night, and I haven't fired a single shot. All I think about is Mombasa and whiskey.
All right, now take your places, all of you. The moment the trap drops, shoot. Shoot and keep shooting.
Another thing I never thought to see, these biters actually helping.
All right, all of you, up the trees in silence. Owezi kusana kokwa. Itorabi lakima naukiri. Inspector, you get up to the platform, too. I'll follow.
Right? Oh, yes, of course. Well, Peter, is it enough? I mean, what if they leap it? I'm out on the edge. I was so sure. Now I don't know anything.
Perhaps you better get back to camp, Inspector.
And be dragged out of my tent by my heels? Like that poor shrieking... No, thank you. I'll stay up here where at least... 1 week ago I was telling you to keep your head. Now I keep hearing the screams. I keep hearing...
All right, Inspector.
Sorry. Patterson, listen. Perhaps I'd better get down from here. I don't feel as if I... as if I could stand another night of waiting.
Quiet, man.
What? What?
Listen. Something below.
No.
To the right.
No, there's nothing. I see nothing.
Got him. He's in the trap. Shoot. Shoot, man. Shoot.
Gun, what did I do with my gun?
We've got him. We've got him. Bullets.
Then give me some more bullets.
All right. Hafana. Hafana. Mahuit, the lantern. Light it. Hold it high.
Oh, we got him all right, Patterson. At least one of them finished.
Mahuit, stop fumbling. Hold the lantern. Oh, no.
What
is the trap? The trap is empty. The bullets broke away the bars. He got out.
No, no. We got one. I saw it. Blood trials. Come. Got to see there's blood.
What in the name of hell?
They're shrieking. They're shrieking again. Come on,
Inspector, no, stop. Stop it, man. I've got to get the camp. I can't leave you. Inspector. What? What?
Shaitan. Simba. There in the hospital. Killing the sick.
Another dozen dead. Two bodies dragged through the thorn fence and gone. And the next morning, the inspector stumbled back along the rusting iron rails away from the Lions of Savo. And behind him, running in panic, went another 500 coolies, willing to face the dangers of the long, terrible way back to Mombasa, rather than the greater terror of the Lions. And in the British House of Lords, this statement was made.
3 weeks delay, my lord. 3 weeks in idleness while our investment world asks why. It's hard to believe, my lord, that in this age, in these enlightened times, our nation's great colonial endeavor must wait upon the will of beasts of prey, so-called man-eaters, no less.
We return to our story of Lion Hunt as the age-old duel of man versus animal continues.
Aye, and every night more men died. High walls of thorn and bush, fire barricades, nothing yet. Did Patterson hunt here, then? The lions struck there. Did the natives dig caves? Well, the lions dug them out. Did they hide in the thorn trees? The lion dragged them down. And every night, the shrieks arose, and another of the poor coolies tore at the ground while the great cats dragged them away. And Patterson is alone now. No one to help him. Grew old in a night. Until the final.
Sab, do not go out there this night. I beg you.
What? What did you say?
Tomorrow, we will all go. All who are still here. You leading us back to Mombasa. We will leave this jungle to the devils and go. Tomorrow, Sab?
Tomorrow. I don't know tomorrow. My gun. Hand it to me.
Oh, Sab Allah, the understanding, the all-powerful watch over you tonight. There is no moon, and Shaitan come when the moon is hidden.
Tree seems higher every night.
Shaitan comes when there is no moon. Shaitan. Devil. Are you devils, Simba? Are you both full of, as they say, the evil of all the men you have eaten? Sleep. If I could sleep one night. No. Wake. Stay awake. Stay awake for the two of you. Are you two? Or are you all the lions of all Africa come here to kill all of us? Leave the jungle full of lions dancing on our bones. Oh, tired. Tired. Jungle so quiet. Waiting. Ah. Yes. I hear you. Hear you. Waiting for you. But you won't come for me, will you? Every night. Same thing. Hear you. But you don't come for me. Devils. What? Moon. Where did you... The moon. See you. Devil, I see you. There, at the edge. Coming for me. Yes. Closer. Closer. Oh, moon. Stay out. Just another second. Another second. Now. Miss Fire. I can't. Devil. Gun. I will fire. Got you. Devil. Got you. Climb down. You don't see. No. Moon's gone. Dark. So dark. You're dead. One of you must be dead. Who? The other one. Stalking me. I hear you, devil. If the moon... So dark. Oh, God, let the moon... Just a little... I hear you. You're not afraid, are you? You know I can't see. Well, if only the moon... It will. Moon, I see you, devil. By the dead one. Devil turning to me. Coming to me. Slow. All right. Now I'll end you too. Jammed. Rifle jammed. Devil! Are you the devil? Slow. Slow. No hurry, Irie. You know. Why have you stopped? What are you waiting for? The moon to go? Come for me in the light. Come. Come for me, devil. Moon. Gunfire. Hit you. No. Getting up. No more bullets. Fallen again. Dead. You're dead. You're... No. Up again.
coming again.
Devil! Devil!
No. Fallen. The last time. You won't get up again, will you? You won't get up again.
And so they died, the man-eaters of Tsargo. After killing, some say, over 100 human beings, 2 lions, they stopped for a little while the building of the first railroad to bring our Western civilization into their jungle world. Huh? Perhaps the lions knew. Eh? No matter. Scavenger, Mr. Oberer? No, I don't think so.
This is Arch Obler again. I promised you a lion hunt. I apologize, because the real hunt happened many years ago, and only bones are left today. The skeletons of the man-eaters, they're in the museum of all places in Chicago. And the bones of the hunters, Engineer Patterson, the inspector, the hundreds of workmen who completed the railroad, all are moldering dust in the endless chain of life and death that links us all on this small spinning globe of home Earth.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Lion Hunt, was written, produced, and directed by Arch Obler. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Elliot Lewis and Ben Wright. Featured in the cast were Richard Teal, Hal Terry, and Jack Crucian. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.